Good morning. It is 9 a.m.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Communications and Technology Committee meeting, November 6, 2025, and it is 9 a.m. Thank you, Diane. And this is the call to order. We have the Interim General Manager, Amelia. We have Diane, the Board Secretary. I'm here. This is Linda Butler. And then Brandon is sitting in. And we have one member of the audience. Do we have any comments from the public? Okay, thank you. All right, let's do the website update. I don't even know where my stuff is.
No, I think we're in communications. Mm-hmm. It's up. Click on the red. Now go to page two. Next one down. There we go. So we had less users this month on the website, less hits. We've been getting about 8,000, five to 8,000 a month. So we've gone down a little bit there. 3,000 from America and 479 people from China chose to look at us this week. And then Singapore.
You know, excuse me for interrupting, but I remember Andy telling us that because of the way certain, and Richard also, because of the way certain things are done through Google and other communication technology, we get stuff that is really not necessarily people clicking on. It's because of the way it's set up. Is that, am I kind of saying that right? Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like the signal goes to these clearinghouses, mm-hmm. if you will. And
okay.
Then pops out from there.
So I don't know that we can even
sort of
comment on that. Now. Richard's going to help
Richard,
us out.
Richard, yeah, come and give us a little bit more insight on that, Richard.
I'm not exactly sure all that stuff from Boardman. I think it's somebody, whatever they're doing. But I am almost 100% positive that Google Analytics is basically a report writer. You tell what you want to come in, you tell you want. I mean, I can almost guarantee you can screen out Boardman if you want to, if you know how to.
And the other countries.
Well, actually, Boardman's always there. It's something that's somebody doing.
It's like an Amazon or something, maybe.
Yeah,
I think
they have the Amazon cloud storage, and I think somebody on there is scraping the CSD website.
That's the word,
They're doing it every month.
Yeah.
And that just kind of distorts all of these statistics you're getting.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be a good idea just to ignore that one.
Okay.
The ones from China, the ones from this month is from
China, Singapore.
Singapore's an anomaly.
Because we always have some from China, but I think this is the first time we've seen Singapore.
But the ones from Boardman, they really distort the statistics.
Okay.
And one of the things that I'm working on, which has to do with everything, is that I am going to be looking with ITS into strongly upgrading our cybersecurity.
Okay.
Because we do not want to get hacked.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's the last thing we want.
But I think it's, if you know how to, it's fairly easy to avoid the Boardman, you know, screen them out.
Okay.
And I think the statistics would be a lot better. You know, it's just a matter of do you know how to do it.
And
I think when my mind goes blank, former general manager
Mimi.
No, before that, long before
Tom Mark Martin.
Mark Martin. Yeah, he originally set it up. I'm sure he would have known how to do it.
He originally set it up for sure.
Yeah. But
I just
think that it can be done. So
I'll look
well,
into
anyways.
It.
And one of the things I would say about this is that it would seem to me that Andy would be, should be in charge of fixing this or figuring it out. And he is currently on leave, medical leave. Is that true?
Okay. I'm not at liberty to discuss.
Okay. Well, he's not here. So
he's definitely not here.
So,
he's working from home today.
Okay. So if we can do what I've been wanting to do, and that is when we come across something that we need action on, let's write it up and give it to the appropriate person. and have them put it on their to-do list.
Okay.
Sure.
Come on down.
As long as you're talking about putting things on people's to-do list,
Do I want this?
Yeah, I've noticed that when querying the CSD website, most of the PDF files out there have gone through optical character recognition or something like that. Mm. Well, basically, the ones you put out there, there can be scanned. But there's, I think, all of the policies and all of the, I can't remember what else. But they are in the original unreadable format. I think at some point, from what I'm seeing there, they were went through some kind of optical characterization. But right now, if you query on anything, you won't get anything back from policies.
Say it again now. I'm not understanding.
If you do a search on the CSD website for something that would only be in a policy, you won't get anything back.
Okay.
Let's think about it.
Okay.
Show me later.
Yeah.
And so as far as the optical recognition, if it's a document that I've created as a Word document that I've saved as a PDF and then put on the website, those are automatically going to be recognizable, so you can search for a word or a phrase, right? But then if it's an old document from the 80s that was, which blows my mind that secretaries used to type stuff.
It's like a photocopy.
It's a photocopy.
Yeah.
So there is a way that I can, I mean, my computer, because I have that great Adobe software, I can change that into a readable format.
Yeah. You do optical character.
Yeah. And all you have to do, or anybody has to do, is just ask me. Yeah. And I will make that a readable document and save it and send it to them.
Yeah. And I've downloaded some of those documents. It looks at like at some point, OCR, optical character recognition, was done on those, but somehow it's been lost.
So all the policies, because all of the, except for those from the 90s, right? And before we were printing to PDF, those should all be optical. You should be able to search all those. But if you can't, if you're running into a problem and you want a document, we'll just do it for you. We'll switch it to a searchable PDF. Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
I've actually downloaded them. I have done OCR on them.
Yeah.
So I don't need them, but I can give you an example of some.
Okay.
That will do.
Okay.
But
right now, we're not legally required to do that.
Right.
We're legally required that if we have a request for one of those documents in a readable format that we send it over, because it also has to do with folks that are blind, and so they but so far I haven't had any, but because it would be a burden, and this is a couple years ago, it would be a burden to a district to go through and redo all those. So
but I'm just concerned that it could be give people misleading information, like if Linda did a query on the website or something, and she doesn't get results from these policies and things, it could be misleading. So, but I was just saying that's something you could add to the list.
Okay, so what we have here that's just happened is that we got into a technology question through the website report. So Diane, when you write this up, would you pull this out and put it under technology? I mean, I know we didn't have a technology thing on the agenda, but somehow I want to be able to say this discussion led to this part of the agenda led to this discussion, and it's really a technology discussion. Okay?
Thank you.
That's so I don't lose my mind.
Edward, you know that you can always call and I'll help you find something. Right? Our favorite. This is my favorite because it tells us what pages folks are looking at. So the main page, the board meetings, how to pay your bill. Good. People are looking for jobs. And again, they're looking at all the meetings. So that's
really exciting.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then this 1,400, those are just folks that are scrolling through the front page and getting the information that they're looking for right off the front page. Of course, Boardman, Lanzhou, I bet you that's in Singapore. So the next is Facebook. Let me make that bigger. I can't see that. Our top content on Facebook last month was the October meeting schedule. Now the November meeting schedule, the voting information, and then 83 views were just to our page. Here it is. We were down in our Facebook looks. We had a big spike right here. That's the board meeting. And I bet you that tomorrow, that we'll see for yesterday a big spike because of the rain. And Diane, will you make a note to add the Scott Road flooding to the, which I don't know if it's working right now because that's...
Well, we probably haven't had it on.
That's the national government that tells us how. So I don't know if that information would be available. But we'll put it back on there so that folks can start with you. And that's the end of my report. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Amelia.
I'm absolutely blind. I have to close these.
Oh, yeah.
I can't, I have flashes in my eyes.
I just wanted to say that it's always good when we go over this because just figuring out that there's some technology that we can clean up or that there's situations that we may be able to make our information more succinct and more valuable. I like that. So thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Website update. The next thing is the pipeline. Is that...
We're falling to pieces, Linda.
I see that. I'm trying to...
The glare is something else. Let me close some more of those windows.
No, I'm just trying to see what we have.
But the windows are clean.
is that still the wrong...
Go down a little bit so we can see the next item.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
That's wrong.
I can't change the agenda after it's been posted.
Okay.
72 hours.
Okay, so the agenda we are trying to operate from is different. So
the next item is the pipeline.
Right. Okay. And under the pipeline, we have a heading that we, I would say, added or looked at, keeping board decisions and updates. And what I was hoping that we would be able to do with that topic or is for the pipeline is to kind of take some of the important decisions or topics that came out of the last board meeting and highlight them. And so right now I was looking at Amelia's general manager's report, and then I was also then in the process of a lot of other security things. The barcode situation came up. What's happening with that?
Yeah.
And so right now, the only thing I think that we might want to do with that particular topic or that particular heading is just put the when we have the barcode information completed,
mm-hmm.
we'll use that section, the board decisions and updates, to put the information in the pipeline. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. And right now, we're just not going to look at anything else. Okay? All right. The good news.
Yay! What's our good news for this month?
The good news is we are sitting in a completely clean and sparkling CSD building. We had a massive deep cleaning done for the first time in, I don't
ever
since before I was on the board, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty bad.
Carpets were shampooed.
All the furniture was cleaned, and so much looks practically new. We don't have to remodel.
Yay!
And so for our residents coming here, for the people who work here, and for the people who made this happen, thank you so much, Diane.
My pleasure.
It was, I'm sure for the people who work here, it has given them a little uplift, you know, a little boost. You look around you and you see that things are, that you're not afraid to breathe air.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really appreciate that fact that we got this done. And I think we got the windows washed. And it's just mm-hmm. been neglected for such an incredibly long time. So,
and not just this building, but
yeah,
the warehouse, the guardhouses. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a chance to go over. Are they, the guardhouses, noticeably?
Yeah, they're looking good.
They're looking good? Yeah.
Definitely boosted morale.
So I think it's a huge boost in morale.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that should be highlighted under the good news.
Did you say something about residents did this?
No.
We hired a company.
The residents will notice it when they come, hopefully. There's no 10-year collection of dust in the creases of the chairs
yeah.
anymore.
I'm okay. I did notice something different when I came in here. Nothing you mentioned. You ought to mention it because
yeah,
once you mentioned it, you noticed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I want to bring it up in the good news, and I think we'll put it on the agenda for them. Board meeting. I don't know.
I thought I'd just report it in my DM report.
Perfect. Love it. Okay, that's great. The other thing that's on the pipeline agenda was gate entrance rules. Brandon's been updating manuals, and it is like a lot of things that we are doing right now. It is mind-numbing to me that we peel away one layer of the onion, and then there are, you know, layer after layer after layer. So we are not going to publish anything about gate entrance rules at this point. We still have more work to do, and some of what we have to do is also going to be in the rescheduled security special board meeting.
Yeah.
And I do want to make note that we were just not prepared to be able to do this next week, and it's postponed, it's not, you know, canceled or gotten rid of, and we just have to come up with a new date.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. District landscape revitalization, the Garden Club decision, and where we should go from here. The Garden Club let us know that that they weren't really prepared to be able to help us with funding, or to not help us with funding.
So,
but
because that topic didn't make it on this agenda, let's talk about that in staff comments. Because we're working on the agenda that's posted here. I have to have updates before I post the agenda.
So where does that leave us then with the...
So we get to talk about the crossword puzzle and living in harmony with the community.
No, that's nothing that's on my list.
Can we move to the director's staff comments and then talk
yeah.
about it there?
Yes.
So we can put it there.
So 6, 7, and 8, we're going to put under director's comments?
Uh-huh, exactly.
So we've covered the good news, and we've covered board decisions. Okay.
Okay.
So under item number 6, directors and staff comments, the director is going to go over some of this stuff. District landscaping and revitalization. We've had a meeting with the Garden Club.
Nancy
and Deb Rooney.
Right.
And we had a walkthrough, a long conversation about what needs to be done, what can be done, what should we do, how should we do it. So there were a lot of ideas that were thrown out. And the bottom line for right now, anyways, is that they want to help us, but they need to know that there's going to be funding available. And that is the part that we have not put together yet. So my own thought process goes to let's check and see if we can find funding for anything. We need to talk with Cecilia.
And definitely get it in next year's budget, if not, you know, worst case scenario.
Right. Cecilia, to see if there's unrestricted funds anywhere that could be used for this. That would be number one. Number two would be to talk to, well, in my mind, number two would be that we divide the area. Because when we spoke with the garden club, we got excited about the section that's on, if you're looking at the conference room doors, the section on the right side that has an existing pergola with a table and stuff, that we wanted to do some, if we can do this, we wanted to make that a special area for the community, do some drought-tolerant planting, and, you know, a lot of ideas around that. And that, I think, would be this part two. And part one would be what are we going to do with the front? And how simple, how water or drought tolerant, how inexpensive can we make this front area look?
Better.
Yeah, better. and I think we need, you know, someone, a professional to look at that. We need to get a list of how we want it to be. And
get a design, get a price.
And get some pricing and stuff. So those would be tasks that we can work toward. But I think the first step is to speak with Cecilia and see in unrestricted funds if there's any money anywhere under any heading.
And Diane and I did meet with a gardener. He's a local gentleman who lives in the, I think on the south, it doesn't matter. And he's going to start coming out weekly.
For just this stuff. Yeah.
Just to mow. He's gonna do, you know, one big cleanup and get us back to good.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll start mowing. We can't mow the front when it's
wet.
Dry.
Oh, when
no,
it's
we can't mow it when it's dry. They can't weed eat it because it and they can't mow it because it causes sparks.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So anyway, it's not dry anymore though. So he's going to take care of all of that, and then I'm going to get an estimate for taking up the trees and getting rid of the tubes because we want the trees to be.
And
there.
That would be a first step in the first phase.
Yeah, but I mean that's just got to happen immediately.
Okay. And so we must have some bucket that pays for that, or that's in the
just general building maintenance.
Is that what that comes under?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to just review this. The first thing we're going to do, since we're not going to go forward with the whole project, is we're going to find out about funding from Cecilia, where we could possibly get funding. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing we're going to do is. Focus on the front and get information and quotes and that sort of thing.
Right.
Okay? And I think if we can work through that at the beginning of next year, I think maybe at the end of next year, again, depending on funding, we could engage the garden club again and work on the phase two of the project.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because, I mean, they're far more knowledgeable than I am about drought-tolerant plants
sure.
that deers don't want to eat.
And I think
right? Because that's a big problem for you guys is the deer.
Yeah. When I lived in the north, it continues to be a huge thing with the north because that seems to be the area that they are
concentrated in?
Well, they're... There's a lot of, what do they call that? It's almost like muscle memory. They have a memory.
Sure.
Of which paths they took and where they went. And so there was a lot more of that in that area.
Deer trails over in the north to begin with.
Right. And also, they're just used to going in everybody's gardens there. In the south, there's all fences and stuff like that. So, anyway.
There's more fences in the south than the north.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the part of the CCNRs on the north that you can't have a fence?
No. Oh. It's just a certain kind of fence that you have. And people have fenced yards, but it's a different setup.
Okay, interesting.
Wrought iron fences.
A lot of wrought iron fences, yeah. All wrought iron fences. Mm-hmm. And in the south, there's wood. Mostly wood. It's all wood in the south.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I think except along like the golf course, you see more wrought iron fences along the golf course.
Because people want that view. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And I think, I don't know this to be a fact, but I always kind of thought in my own head that if I was a deer, I wouldn't want to be in a place that was as closed in as the south seems to be compared to the north. Because they
want to cut and run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Anyway, but the south doesn't have as much deer problems. But and here we don't have a lot of deer problems too much.
Not that I've seen.
No, okay. We've only seen one deer a couple of times, a big buck over by the solar field.
Okay.
But we don't hang around looking out the windows either.
Not that we wouldn't want to consider the deer situation, because we want to give an example to the whole community about what they can do. So anyways, that to me is going to be the fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But right now, I want to focus on seeing if we can do something with the front of this building.
And just clean it up and make it pretty.
Yeah. Okay. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful.
Okay. Okay, and then the letter to the community, which is something we've talked about before under living in harmony in our community. I think that, first of all, when are we going to do this letter? And I am not going to be comfortable doing this letter until we've had the security special board meeting.
Oh, well, great.
Okay. So
and probably after the holidays, because everybody gets so just busy.
So it will be, the when will be based on our security information from the board meeting, and it will also be, at a time that we can capture the attention of people in the community.
Exactly.
And what it's going to consist of is a magnet, and we're going to put, we've talked about this before, so I'm going to just set up an outline or whatever you want to call it, Diane, with you. And but the letter will be in three parts. And what we're going to put on the magnet is phone numbers for the different organizations. And what we want to do in the letter is break it up so that people understand what RMA is responsible for, what CSD is responsible for, when to call the sheriff, and any other kind of information that will help the residents understand where to go, what to do, who does what. So that will be one part of the letter. The second part of the letter will be, and this is where security comes in, we want to get information to the community about who's about their responsibility living in the community. And then the last, I guess the way to put it is that the community has residents, and they have responsibilities just like the RO, Rancho Marietta Association, and the service district, et cetera. Everybody's got responsibilities, and so we want to make sure that we identify who does what and why, and then also how the community itself and the residents in the community fit into the smooth operation and running of the
of everything
of the community. Yeah. And then the last part of that is to come up with a list of 10 or 12 CCNRs that we can laminate, send out with the letter, These would be the rules that maybe have the most significance on a day-to-day living in Rancho Murrieta. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to start working on it, Diane. I know that you'll help me out with that. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing I wanted to comment on was the welcome packets. We've talked about that. I think there's a few steps that we can start taking with that. But again, it will be an ongoing project.
I think it's important, too, that we fine-tune our information with what they're getting from RMA and the village.
Right.
Wherever they live. So that we're all giving them the same information and the same,
guidelines. There are differences, from the gated part to the ungated part and all that sort of stuff. The other thing I guess I wanted to say was these are going to be ongoing things. I'm going to try to set up meetings and conversations to get information. So when it comes to time to have our next meeting in December, we're just going to have a little update on these areas.
Okay.
And that will be a part of the ongoing agenda.
Understood.
And I'm not sure if it might not be a good idea to have somewhat of a template for
this agenda.
For the agenda.
Yeah.
And then it would be kind of a fill-in-the-blank thing. And each committee might be a little different because we have different topics that we take care of. So I think that might work rather than going back to the previous month and...
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to come up with a template and fill in the blank.
Okay.
Okay. That's all I have. Is there anything from anybody else?
I just wanted to mention that we're moving forward on the barcode fees over in the community. So I will be Diane Brandon. Just getting together a basic, like, this is going to be happening. Get ready for the website, so that it's not a surprise.
Right. Yeah. This is.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Sure. Of course. So as far as the barcode information is concerned. Like we said a little bit earlier, we're going to use it and put it into all of our communications that are available to us to go out to the residents. And we're going to do that first soon. And then we'll talk about how it's going to be implemented. But we're not going to be putting any... We may be ready to put something in the at the end of the November into that... Oh, gosh, into that pipeline. So that's something we have to determine, right?
Right.
But, and the community has, we've talked about this in the past quite a bit when it finally came out, but it was tabled for a while, then we just basically haven't dealt with it because we were waiting to get information, and now we're going to have information, and so therefore we can get ready to publish what's happening with barcodes in the pipeline and stuff. Yeah,
I'll go into that more detail in the security committee.
Yeah,
because I'm glad that it's finally at a point where we can move it forward.
Right. Right, and that's what getting the information was all about. It was a little bit of teeth pulling. It was hard.
Yes.
But and we will talk about it a little more in depth in the security meeting. The only thing I would say is that we won't start publishing anything until we have pulled the whole thing together, and we can put the information out. But we want to do it as soon as possible.
Yes.
So the community's not surprised again.
Yeah, and it'll be, it's a months-long process.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If I can get the ordinance to the board for the first reading this month, it could potentially pass mm-hmm. next month.
Mm-hmm.
If the board is comfortable that we've done a good enough job communicating, right? And then also depending on community, and that's what the board is there for, is to get community feedback and see how they want, where they want to go with it. And then it's, if you pass it in December, it's still 60 days before it can go into effect mm-hmm. because it's
right,
a new fee.
Right. I just think that the one of the most important parts of this is making sure we understand budget-wise what we're getting, where it goes, how it's going to help the security department and the community within the security department. So just the specifics are going to be important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Meeting dismissed.
Thank you.
Adjourned. Thank you very much.
Okay.